Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for today. We thank you, Father, for your love and your mercy. It's new to us every morning. We thank you, Father, that you gave to us the gift of faith, that you made this gift possible through the atoning sacrifice, the sacrificial death, the bodily resurrection of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that you not only gave us this gift of faith by the work of the Holy Spirit, but, Father, that having given us this gift of faith, you then grow this gift of faith within us so that it will become stronger day by day and that we will bear ever-increasing fruit and that we will be blessed through this, that others around us will be blessed through this, that you will be glorified through this. Father, as we begin this season of Lent with Ash Wednesday, help us to see your passion for humanity. Help us to see, Father, that you desire that all would be reconciled to you. And that's why you let your Son die on the cross, so that all could come to you. Father, bless our hearing of the word tonight. Let us be blessed not only tonight, but then let us, Father, take this blessing into our world the rest of this week. Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name, according to your will and for your glory. And all of God's children, we all say, Amen. Amen. We are beginning our sermon series in Lent. And our sermon series is All Eyes on Jesus. That's the overarching theme of our sermon series. Tonight, we are focusing on the reality that we all at times have misjudging eyes. By that, we mean that we misjudge things. And this is something that we do ourselves. This is something that happens to us. We're familiar with this. We see this in the text for tonight. In the text for tonight, Jesus is in the home of Simon the leper. Apparently, we don't know this explicitly from Scripture, but apparently Simon had leprosy at some point, and apparently Jesus must have healed him. And so now Simon has opened up his home. We read about Simon the leper in Matthew chapter 26 as well. Simon has opened up his home, and Jesus and all of these disciples are there. And this amazing thing happens in the text for tonight. In the text for tonight, while Jesus is reclining at table, this woman comes and she has an alabaster jar of pure nard. And it's interesting to just examine some of the details in the passage. Because it says that she takes the jar and first of all it says that she breaks it. And that is in itself interesting because the fact of the matter is that an alabaster jar, just the very vessel itself, is not inexpensive and it can be reused. But this woman, for whatever reason, she was ecstatic, she was nervous, she was joyful. It could have been any one of a bunch of different reasons. She breaks the jar and then she pours it on Jesus' head. She anoints Jesus with this. And then the next thing we see in the story that there are these disciples who, when they see this, they are put off by it. And it's rather interesting because they say to themselves, well, why has she done this? That oil, that pure nard, is worth 300 denarii. And you and I, we hear that today and we say, it sounds like a lot of money. I'm not sure. You know, I don't know. I mean, the way the stock market's going, who knows what it's worth, right? And so that was a joke, okay? And so, you know, but 300 denarii, to put that in perspective, 300 denarii is the equivalent of a year's worth of wages for a day laborer. So in today's context, you know, an entry-level job at a fast food place might pay 12 and a half bucks an hour. So a year's worth of wages, $25,000, $30,000. That is what this lady had paid in today's dollars and cents for this. To put it in another context from within Scripture, in Mark chapter 6, you'll remember that there are the crowd of the 5,000, right? That's the men, 5,000 men, plus the women, plus the children, and they need to be fed. And in Mark chapter 6, we read that the disciples come to Jesus, and they talk about how much it's going to cost to feed these disciples. And what is the figure? It's 200 denarii. So the value of that alabaster jar of pure nard was 1.5 times what it would cost to feed 5,000 men, plus their wives, plus their children. And so then these disciples, they look at this, and many of them apparently react in a very condescending way towards her. And I believe that some of them were put off by this because they looked at her and they were insecure because they looked at what they had brought for Jesus and it didn't even begin to compare. And we don't have to go very far in Scripture to see this. All we have to do is open up the very first book of Genesis. And we look in there and we see the very first brothers in Scripture, Cain and Abel. And the very first murder in Scripture happens why? It happens because one brother is jealous about another brother's offering. And even though God comes to him and warns him, the other brother rejects this counsel and goes ahead and murders his brother. Misjudging eyes, brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what we see at play with the disciples in tonight's text. And that's what we see and experience in our own lives as well. A wife looks at her husband coming in with a dozen roses, and she thinks to herself, what has he done now? A parent looks at their child and jumps to the worst possible conclusion. A boss looks at you and what you've done and sees nothing good in it, no matter how hard you've worked. We've all experienced misjudging eyes. But nobody has experienced misjudging eyes to the extent of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because he is true God in human form. And the Scriptures tells us that even though he came to his own would not receive him. There were those that called him a blasphemer. There were those that called him demon-possessed. There were those that called him a charlatan. There were those that said he was a false prophet, that he was not the Messiah. And they said horrible things about him. And Jesus knew all of this. You know, you and I, when we experience misjudgment, usually it comes as somewhat of a surprise, an unpleasant one, but usually a surprise. But for Jesus, none of this was a surprise. None of it. He knew all of this would happen before he came to earth, while he was on planet earth. That's why it says in Scripture that he set his face like flint towards Jerusalem. You see, while you and I have misjudging eyes, we thank God, worship a Savior who has 20/20 vision. He knew exactly what it would take. He knew that it would require him to pay the price of our sins on the cross. He knew what it would take, and not only did he have the head knowledge, but he had the desire, the commitment to go through with this. Jesus said, "No one takes my life, but I lay it down of my own free will, and then I will take it back up of my own free will." That is your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Can we give God a praise clap for that tonight? Amen. Amen. Jesus does not have misjudging eyes. That's why when he saw how these disciples were treating that woman so shabbily, he rebuked them. He defended her. He does not have misjudging eyes, and your Father in heaven doesn't have misjudging eyes either. And that's good news for you. See, because the way that your Father in heaven looks at you is through the shed blood of his Son. He looks at you as a redeemed child through the waters of baptism. He looks at you as an adopted child in his family. In the Ark of the Covenant, you found the Ten Commandments. But then in the temple, the Ten Commandments were covered over with the blood of the animal sacrifices. But Jesus came to shed his blood so that no more animal sacrifices would have to cover up the law anymore with their blood. But all the requirements of the law have been fulfilled and covered over with the blood of Jesus. Amen. 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 Don't have misjudging eyes. You're going to come up here in a little bit for the Lord's Supper. Don't have misjudging eyes. Look at the Lord's Supper the way your Savior looks at the Lord's Supper. Jesus looks at the Lord's Supper and he says, "This is my body." He says, "This is my blood." And he says, "This is for the forgiveness of your sins." Don't have misjudging eyes. When you come to communion tonight, look at this Lord's Supper with the eyes of Jesus, because he sees all things correct. Amen? Amen. We've got a great mission statement as a church. I've always loved it. That we're going to glorify God by spreading the gospel. We believe if we focus on three things, it's going to happen. Through our preaching, through our teaching, and through living our daily lives. You know, so much of the Christian faith, the Christian walk, is one of being anonymous, of not being known. You know, yesterday, Rick Bersano reached out to me, and he texted me, and he texts me at all hours of the night and day, I just got to say. And he texts me and he says, "Pastor, can I bring ashes for the imposition of the ashes to our shut-in?" I said, "Absolutely." And so then Rick went out today to try and bring the ashes to our sick and shut-in. And he tried very hard. And by God's grace, he was able to bring the ashes to one of our members. And he had a great visit with her. And many of the others who he tried to, he was not able to for a different variety of reasons. And many of these people won't even know that he tried. But it's important that he tried. You know, when you look at the text for tonight, brothers and sisters in Christ, I got to ask you a question. What's the name of the woman in that text? Anybody have any idea? It doesn't say, does it? That says a lot. That the point is not the name of the disciple. Jesus didn't say her name will be remembered throughout all the world. Jesus didn't say that, did he? Jesus said what? That what she has done will be remembered throughout all the world. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us commit ourselves this day to dedicate our lives to sharing the truth of God's love to a world that looks upon everything through its natural eyesight, with misjudging eyes. Let us bring to them the good news of God's perfect vision of them through his Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.